day. We didn't have time. We'll get
I'm a wise something.
I concur.
We will go to break on that morning show right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. A Dallas police officer shot dead in his patrol car. Two responding officers wounded after pursuing the suspect.
Our department is hurting. We have officers who are injured, who are in the hospital, and we lost one of our own.
The suspect is also dead. With millions of Americans planning to get out of Dodge this Labor Day weekend,
TSA expects to screen 2.86 million people across the country today. And if you're driving to your destination this weekend, the worst time to hit the road is in the afternoon and early evening today.
CBS's Anna Myler in Boston. The AAA predicts the number of road trips will be up 9% this Labor Day weekend, but domestic travel costs are down 2%. The guns in Gaza are to fall silent for a little while.
Israel and Hamas have agreed to several three-day pauses in fighting in Gaza's three zones so UN workers can administer around 640,000 polio vaccines to children.
CBS's Stacy Lynn reporting. CBS News brief. I'm Vicki Barker.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump reiterating his support for in vitro fertilization at a town hall event last night in La Crosse.
The government is going to pay for it, or we're going to get or mandate your insurance company to pay for it, which is going to be great.
But Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer says Trump missed an opportunity by not elaborating.
And he started, you know, talking about his position on no taxes on tips and talking about Social Security and talking about illegal immigration.
It was Trump's first time in Wisconsin since the Republican convention in Milwaukee last month. President Biden plans to talk about the economy when he visits Southwest Wisconsin next week. That's all we know so far. It's Biden's first trip to Wisconsin since he decided to end his reelection campaign. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Most garbage and recycling schedules will change next week because of the Labor Day holiday. In Marshfield, garbage and recycling collection is offset by one day. Marshfield's Common Council is looking to elect a member to be on the Utility Commission to serve a 7-year term. If you're interested, you'll need to submit a letter to the city clerk no later than 9 a.m. on Friday, September 6th. Labor Day weekend may be the perfect time to hit the trails with your ATV or UTV. However, the DNR is urging drivers to always recreate responsibly. Be sure to stay on designated routes, wear a helmet and seatbelt, and keep your speed in check. 22 people have been killed in ATV-UTV crashes so far this year. Most of them were not wearing seatbelts or helmets, and alcohol and speed were also noted as contributing factors. Anyone under 18 must wear a helmet. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
We are headed into an absolutely fantastic Labor Day weekend today. Sunshine, upper 70s this afternoon, tonight into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, low 80s, and then sunshine, highs in the low to mid-70s on Sunday and Labor Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Good morning, Wisconsin.
Good morning, world.
It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you're having a good Friday out there. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you hanging out with us. Good things on the way in this hour. We're going to talk about four-day work weeks, talk about are you a wise person, get some good stories of the day. We're going to talk about our schedule as well, and don't let me forget about our schedule for Labor Day. We got to get into that.
Oh, we
as
do,
well.
Yes.
All that coming up for you. We kick things off with a little bit of entertainment news, and not a whole lot really out there to talk about, I gotta say. Entertainment-wise, we'll get into what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen this weekend. That's coming up in a moment, but this was noteworthy, and Sigourney Weaver has been doing the rounds doing interviews lately. Mm. And Sigourney Weaver originally opposed Ripley using a gun in Aliens.
Okay.
She told James Cameron, quote, "Well, I'm for gun control, and I'm really not going to be picking up a gun and doing it for just anything." So Cameron took her outside and had her shoot a few hundred rounds with a machine gun, and she was reluctantly sold. She said, quote, "Unfortunately, that's very addictive."
Interesting.
I love the honesty on this. Yeah. She added, quote, "I think, of course, Ripley needs to defend herself, but also I understood why we wanted to use guns. It wasn't my first choice, but it was understandable choice."
That's interesting.
And it really does speak to what I've heard a lot of people who are, whether they are part of the NRA or they are supporters of guns or however you want to word that. Mm-hmm. Don't give me the whole, "You're a supporter of the Second Amendment." We all are. We all support the Second Amendment. Nobody supports it more than others or whatever. Some people might obsess about certain things.
Right.
But I've never met an American who doesn't support the Second Amendment. I've never met an American who wants to take away all guns. If you are the type of person that needs an automatic M16 in your house, we can talk. Let's talk. But outside of that, that's not where she's going with this or anything. She's talking about gun sanity. And being smart with these
things. That's a good way of putting it, actually. I like that.
And every person, every hunter, every person that I believe gets this subject right wants the same thing. Like, if you were a fan of guns or however you want to word this, you also should be a supporter of this and stricter gun laws and these things. Because, again, nobody is trying to take your weapons. The only people saying that are people trying to trick you in your vote.
Mm. Yeah, make you afraid.
Yep.
In our lifetimes, I'm 47. You guys, you're somewhere around there. In our lifetimes, you have never heard a politician come out and say, "I'm going to ban all guns."
They're gone, every single one.
Never. You will see a Jew in the White House as president before you'll see that. And as spoiler alert, you'll never see that. I mean, come on. They freaked out about Kennedy being Catholic. You ain't never seen that happen. This is one of those things that drives me crazy this time of year. Because you will hear people talk about these things, and yet nobody is actually saying that. Nobody's actually saying that. Mm-hmm. What Sigourney Weaver is saying here is very rational.
Mm-hmm.
She's not coming out against a pro or any of these things. And yet her words get taken a million different directions.
Right. Mm-hmm. When she was just talking about her experience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find it very interesting. Also find this a little interesting, and I understand that people can take this politically one way or the other, and that's your business. I don't mean this in a political way or anything, because I could not tell you if the Harris campaign had any of this, I would be talking about it just as much, because I find this subject kind of interesting, the idea of bands and politics, music and politics. And a politician is coming out and they want this big hit song to play them out there, mm-hmm. and all that, and how artists feel about this.
Right.
What I find interesting about this is the conversation of musicians owning their music and how little that happens in the industry, and how I feel like this is an opportunity to bring light to that and shine some more light on that one. And that's something that should be corrected in the music industry. When you're a Republican politician in America trying to pick a music for your campaign, it can be a little difficult. Kid Rock, Ted Nugent are kind of like the only artists that they can really go to. They have okayed this. And as a side note, Ted Nugent hasn't okayed all of his music. He's okayed one or two songs. That's it.
Wow.
Because Teddy likes his money. Yes, Ted wants his money.
Yes, he does.
ABBA is the latest act to ask Donald Trump to stop using their music. That can't feel good.
ABBA? Oh.
The band and Universal Music issued a statement asking him to cease and desist or they would sue him. Meanwhile, Jack White is threatening a lawsuit after Donald used Seven Nation Army. He went out of his way to talk about the incident in Arlington National Cemetery recently. So here is a list, if you're keeping score, of musicians who are asking Donald Trump not to use his music. ABBA, Adele, Aerosmith, A-ha, Beyonce, Bruce Springsteen, Celine Dion, CCR, Earth, Wind & Fire, Eddie Grant, Foo Fighters, Free, Guns N' Roses, House of Pain, Isaac Hayes, Johnny Marr, The Smiths, Linkin Park, Neil Young, Vic Vega, The OJs, Ozzy Osbourne, Panic at the Disco, Pharrell Williams, R.E.M., Rihanna, The Rolling Stones, Twisted Sister, The Village People, and The White Stripes.
Wow, quite a list there.
I'm not done. There are more. I'm just going to
stop there.
I'm just going to stop here. And I don't mean this to be mean, but of all those names I listed, if you're going through here and you're on the campaign trail and everything, and your main campaign, you know, head of your campaign comes to you and says, I'm sorry, but Vic Vega said that...
Some of these names were a little bit, what? Wait a minute.
You can't use Mambo Number 9. I'm sorry. That's got to hit. I'm sorry. I don't care who you are. That's got to hit you.
Painful.
That's got to hit you right there.
And since you mentioned it, James, I would also like to point out that the U.S. Army has defended the Arlington National Cemetery employee who is being spoken about during the incident that happened on. And they're saying that she acted professionally and was being unfairly attacked.
The idea that anybody would take any opposite side to this is ridiculous to me with this Arlington situation.
And I think it's worth talking about.
And no other politician in human history would be able to survive this. No. Michael Dukakis in a tank. It's the equal to this.
Right.
To do this close to November 5th. November 6th. November 5th. I did have it right.
Yeah,
that's insane to me. That's just insanity, the way that is being covered.
And the fact that the U.S. Army is speaking up about it also says something.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the air.
That sounds like one heck of a concert you were talking about.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Where is that going down?
That's a good point. That's a great point, man. Wouldn't that be an interesting twist to this? That all these bands seem at commonality. Like, you know, we should put on a festival.
Yeah, let's put a show on. Yeah,
what would you call it?
Oh boy.
Oh, I don't know.
Wow. That we want to own our own music.
There you go. Yeah.
Or don't use our music festival.
Artists for artists.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. That.
Matt, you've joined us for many years and had some great lines, man. That was one of your better ones, brother. That was one of your better ones. Nicely done. Have a great morning, okay?
He's gone.
Yeah, have a great morning. That's a smart move by him, too.
Yeah.
Like, leave him laughing.
That's right. Always leave him laughing.
You got a George Costanza that one.
Yeah.
You're going to leave right on that note, right on that. Perfectly done. And Neil Young, one of those more interesting names that comes up around here when it comes to some of our people on the show.
What? What are you talking about?
78-year-old Neil Young called off the remainder of his tour with Crazy Horse a few months ago and in a recent live stream explained why. He said that he and some of his other musicians really hit a wall. Quote, I just woke up one morning on the bus and said, I can't do this. I got to stop. And I was like, I feel sick when I thought about going on stage. My body was telling me, you got to stop. So listen to your body.
Mm. Yeah. Wow. That's important.
Yeah, yeah.
He's what, 70? How old did you say he was?
Neil Young is 78.
78? Man, you know, sometimes you just can't do it anymore.
It's hard to argue that one. I do appreciate his honesty.
I do too. I think that's very actually that's kind of brave of him to do, because he's very popular and people want to see him, so.
But also very respectful to what he's given to his fans and his career.
Mm-hmm.
And he deserves to take the time for himself.
Yes, absolutely.
And listen to his body.
Yeah. That was a smart move, because the last thing we need to hear is some medical emergency on stage for Neil Young. Right. That would be terrible.
And imagine being at a show, seeing. I mean, that's not what you want to give your audience.
No, not at all. I think he did the better part of valor there.
We're going to look at what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen in a second, but I want to say a shout out to our listeners once again. Just you need evidence of why we have the best listeners in all of radio. We've had it already today, mm-hmm. and our good friend Kevin shouted out to us. I'm listening to On Wisconsin by the University of Wisconsin Marching Band on Pandora right now. I think he has it on repeat. He is getting ready for Badger football tonight. Seth and I will be talking about that on Playmakers. We'll get into that a little bit later. That is part of what's on your small screen this weekend. We'll get to more of that in a moment. But first, what else is new on your small screen? Friday on Peacock, today streaming right now, The Fall Guy, Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt movie. It's just amazing how quickly these movies get right away turn around, you know?
Anymore. Back in our day.
Yeah.
It took forever.
On Netflix, The Deliverance, a horror thriller starring Andrea Day and Glenn Close.
Yeah. Oh,
I like seeing Glenn Close
in a while. Yeah.
Tonight on CW, Inside the NFL preview. Interesting. And Saturday on ABC, the 19th season premiere of Saturday Night College Football, Texas A&M hosting Notre Dame. NBC, the second season premiere of Big Ten Saturday Night, Michigan hosts Fresno State.
Okay.
You got those going on. And let's see here. Monday on Netflix, Chestnut vs. Kobayashi, Unfinished Beef. Hot dog eating rivals face off. I don't know what that is. I don't want to know what that is. Teach their own. If you like, go for it.
They're athletes, James. They're athletes.
And Name That Tune is on Monday at 7 o'clock on Fox. That's kind of cool.
Name That Tune. That's old school.
They brought that back.
That's from way back.
For listeners to be able to look behind the curtain a little bit, back when we were hanging out with Marcus and our friends at Heart of Wisconsin Media, and we were working on show ideas. One of my ideas that I really wanted to get off the ground that we never did was doing a game show.
That's right.
I really wanted to do a game show, and it was basically a ripoff of Name That Tune.
It would have been something similar, for sure.
It would have been very similar to that. But I haven't let go of that idea.
Maybe someday.
There's something
keep
there.
Keep it in the back burner.
It just needs to be in the oven a little longer. It just needs to cook a little longer. Looking what's new on your big screen, nobody is releasing anything too big this week. Because it's Labor Day weekend and everybody's traveling.
That would just be dumb.
Mm-hmm. But there is some smaller releases going on. One of the bigger ones people are talking about is Reagan, rated PG-13, a historical drama about the life and career of the 40th president, told from the perspective of a KGB spy who was assigned to track his entire political career. It stars Dennis Quaid as Ronald Reagan, Penelope Ann Miller as Nancy Reagan, John Voight as the KGB narrator, Mina Suvari, Kevin Dillon, Scott Stapp from Creed plays Frank Sinatra. Scott Stapp from Creed plays Frank Sinatra.
That's kind of interesting.
How dare you? Not only you don't have an Italian playing.
Oh, boy.
But I'm going to move on.
Who knew this would be a sticking point for him?
I will say Dennis Quaid has come out quite a bit and talked about how the honor of playing Ronald Reagan and how deep he has gotten into the role. And I do think Dennis Quaid is a solid actor.
Yes.
So I am curious to see how his performance does. The movie Afraid, starring John Cho, is being released in 1992, starring Tyrese Gibson and Ray Liotta and his son. Ray Liotta's in this. This is Ray Liotta's last movie.
Last movie he was in. Okay. Before he passed, yeah.
Be curious to see that one.
Mm-hmm.
We will take a time out. When we come back, we are getting into the 4-day work week. We're going to talk about it when we come back on The Morning Show right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
To everyone who loves Culver's, the feeling is mutual. I'm Nicole from Culver's of Cross Plains, Wisconsin. And when I'm serving you a Butterburger, I'm just as happy as you are. I almost get giddy when I hear the sizzle of our fresh beef on the grill. Seeing that smile that comes from a meal made just right, some call it magic, but I like to call it love at first bite. Stop in for a cook-to-order Butterburger and let us make Culver's your happy place.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
November 21st, 2021, the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, a holiday celebration, turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an 8-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
We are headed into an absolutely fantastic Labor Day weekend today. Sunshine, upper 70s this afternoon, tonight into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, low 80s. And then sunshine, highs in the low to mid-70s on Sunday and Labor Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to lead you into our news break. We'll be there in a moment. But first, four-day work week.
Woo!
If you had your morning show bingo out and you had 4-day work week on there, congratulations. If they are doing a morning show bingo, that should be on
okay,
there.
Okay, yeah, that would be right between Dolly Parton.
Yes.
And I'm trying to think
what acting.
Obscure movies. Yeah.
Yes. References nobody gets.
Yeah, exactly.
We've talked about this subject quite a bit. And I think the audience, longtime listeners out there, are familiar with how the three of us feel about this. This is one of our more passionate topics. Mm-hmm. We are big believers in a 4-day work week.
Mm-hmm.
Long weekends always have us thinking, how can we do this more often? 4-day work weeks may be a pipe dream to some, but they are becoming more and more realistic as we move on. We are closer to it than we have ever been as a society. A recent poll asked people if they were to switch to a 4-day work week, which extra day would you like to have off? And not surprisingly, we got some answers here, but I want to hear from you guys out there first. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi. So this is Linda. So we used to do a 4-day work week. Because our nurses work so much overtime.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So the way we did it, I was the manager. So I always had first choice went to those that were going to school.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they could pick their day first on the schedule. So if they needed off, like on a Tuesday to go to school, so it only seemed right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They were benefiting. I mean, if they're going to school, it's going to benefit us, too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Melinda, so, was there...
And the other thing, everybody usually wants Fridays, so
okay.
In order to make it fair to everybody, 1 month half the crew would have Fridays, and then the other half the crew would have Mondays.
Nice. Wow.
Did you guys enjoy the 4-day work week?
Oh, my God, yeah. Most of us nurses were working anywhere between 10 and 12 hours.
Oof.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're already getting your work hours.
Yeah, in, absolutely.
So. Yeah. And there's no job, no industry that you can compare that to. We appreciate so much that work, Melinda, that you, your team, all of the people in the healthcare industry are doing as we speak right now. Mm-hmm. We appreciate that so much and really appreciate the feedback. Thank you for that, Melinda.
But I think a lot of it, too, you know, a lot of it doesn't even have to be national law. I mean, it falls to the manager.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
Individual companies or groups can do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly. And there's ways to make it work. You mm-hmm. just have to be creative with the schedule sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very
like doing 4-10s
or staff, because if mm-hmm. you include the staff in on the decisions, then everybody's, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Their chance to put their input in.
Your buy-in is a lot better.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Right, Linda. A lot better.
Some really good data, good feedback, right from the listeners, right from the heart of the city. We appreciate that, Melinda. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Labor Day weekend.
That was great.
That was really good. That was very really insightful. Good. Couldn't have planned that if I was trying. That was really good. Thank you, Melinda. Appreciate that. So what day do we want off? Well, Melinda got it right. Her colleagues did and stuff. So which day do we want off? Of course, Friday. 47% of people said that they'd like to have Friday off, and 27% said Monday off. 21% would pick Wednesday to give themselves a break in the middle.
That's me.
Okay. Which is actually kind of smart. And 2% would pick Thursdays just to be different.
Exactly. just to be weird.
It's kind of funny that only 2% picked one of the days.
Thursday,
Of all the
forgotten day, I guess.
The least popular option was Tuesday, which was less than 1% of people chose. That creates a major problem, essentially making two Mondays. Someone in the poll asked why anyone would want Tuesdays off, and someone else had a perfect response: tacos.
Gotta get ready for Taco Tuesday. Like gotta make sure you get the whole day ready for it.
I want to be able to stretch. I want to be able to really take my time, just ease into this.
That's a great thing.
I don't want to be rushed with my taco. So I would say that I'm not speaking for you guys, but Seth said Wednesday. Melissa, how about for you? What day would you think?
Well, I mean, Friday or Monday, but I don't know that it matters.
I think Monday for me.
Really?
I like the idea of getting rid of Monday only because Friday has such a cultural thing for us with the work day and ripping your tie off and running out like you're a little kid on the last day of school, you know? There's such a feeling of that. Could we have that with Thursday? Probably, especially over time if we got used to it. But I'm thinking of the music industry. There's so many Friday songs. They would just cease to mean anything then. I mean, let's think of the musicians, everybody. I don't know what it is in my head, but my first gut instinct was Monday. I just went with Monday right away. I didn't put a whole ton of thought into this because I actually think as much as we've talked about the 4-day work week, this is a little bit of a part of it we haven't gotten to talk about as much. And something our great caller was talking about, I think, is very noteworthy and very important with this subject. Power to the people. Yes. Power is in the people's hands. The idea, the phrase, power to the people. I love the phrase. I love the chant. It's an oxymoron. We already have the power. It is ours. We have the power. We can do this. We can change these things. We can make a difference. We can make change. We have the power. This comes to owners, managers. This goes to business, the business world. We don't have to wait for the government. We don't have to need the government to do something about this. And honestly, do you want them to? I mean, I'd rather them take care of some other things. I'd rather them be focusing on some other things. It's hard enough to get them to pass a bill. I don't really want to add to their plate. I actually want to take things off of the government's plate. I want more and more of this. I want more communities, businesses, people taking charge of our lives, doing our thing. Let's show them what we want. Let's show them. If they're not going to listen to us, if they're only going to listen to the people that are in their pockets, let's do the job ourselves.
Well, and think about this with so we'd still need, you know, productivity would be one of the things people would say. Well, productivity would go down. Well, hire another person. Hire more people. And then work out the schedule so it's beneficial for everyone. And you don't lose any productivity because you still have those hours are still being filled, but it's just by a different person. That would be an upside for me.
Although there are studies that are showing that the productivity goes up.
Yeah,
that's true.
Working less.
The last time we talked about this, I think that was the key of the subject. Yeah. Let's take a call. Good morning. You're on the show.
All right, so I took a break from listening on Wisconsin to listen to you guys.
Morning, Kevin.
Good morning, man.
Well, okay, so now if you take Monday off, are you gonna have that thing of hate Tuesdays?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
That's never gonna go away, right?
That'll never go away. Definitely.
Tuesday.
But we have tacos. We have tacos at the end.
Make it better.
Huh? Huh? It's not so bad. And Monday's got nothing like that, but Monday meatloaf? That doesn't work. No. Ooh,
I like that idea. I'm thinking about that. Okay, I like meatloaf.
I lost Seth. but yeah, I think you're Yeah, I think certainly, you know, we would treat it that way. Just like if we got rid of Friday, we'd treat Thursday like it was a new Friday.
Right.
I think that we would adapt to those things.
Absolutely.
But I'm curious, Kev, especially with you and your industry, do you work four-day work weeks already? Do you already have a shorter work week or in longer days?
No. No, it's a 5-day a week, and then at Christmas time it could end up being 6 days. It just depends.
Right. But
I'm kind of mixed on that. You know, if I was doing some traveling, I would want to have Fridays off. But if I'm not traveling, and fall comes and you got Packer Sundays, I would want to have Monday off just to recover from Monday. You know, you gotta play the cards a little bit, but you know, but. If I had a choice, I probably would take Fridays, though.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
This solves the whole having to go to work after Super Bowl Sunday.
Exactly.
You know, no more Mondays. Yeah, that solves that part. I wonder how many holidays would already be off.
Some of us would have that, you know, because if you were a government worker, yeah, you're going to have that Monday off after Super Bowl. But, I don't know. I would prefer Fridays more than I would Mondays, but
Do you think this will ever actually happen, Kev?
No, not in my lifetime.
Yeah. it's hard to imagine. Now we are closer to we've ever been to it, but I don't think we're still to a place where we're going to see anything really any action on this. It'll take big business to do something. We're talking McDonald's or Nike or somebody like that to really set a trend, and even then, I think it'll take some time.
Right.
We appreciate.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. I mean, it's going to take time doing it, but you know, certain industries, yeah, it could work really well. But they're going to, you know, then you're going to have certain industries that it might not work very well. So that's why I don't know if we would ever end up being a full blown thing.
Yeah,
right.
Always appreciate the time, man. Safe travels out there.
All right, guys. You guys have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks, enjoy. Have a great weekend, brother.
Boy, real quick, I wanted to just shout out something.
What happened there?
WFHR.
Whoa, easy, guys. We'll get right to you. We're going to get to you in a second here. Hang on. Sorry, Seth.
No, that's okay.
Excited to get that out there.
Yeah, no.
Nicely done.
Just a little twitch of the finger. I want to say that my high school is doing an experiment this year. In fact, they made, I think, some state news in Minnesota, maybe national news, is going to a four-day week. The school is going to one of the, you know, there's a couple of schools out there that do it, there, but they're kind of doing it as a pilot thing. The main reason, not only to help give students, you know, an extra day, you know, for mental wellness and getting homework done and all that kind of stuff, it's to get staff there.
Yeah. Oh,
because they said having that day, because they were looking, they were having trouble hiring people, staff, and teachers in order to do that. Since they went to this, they're full up.
Yeah. Huh.
Now they're completely staffed for the school year.
Wow.
And that's part of the reason why Wisconsin Rapids went to late start Mondays, so that staff has time to collaborate.
Exactly. So they extended the days a little bit, not a lot, like 30 minutes or something like that. So the days that the kids are there are a little bit longer. But for the most part, yeah, then they're going to have just 4 days of school and that's it. So it'll be interesting to see how that works out.
When I was in grade school, we didn't have school on Fridays.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Wow. Oh, that's cool.
Was that for a different reason, though.
No, I'm sure.
We will take a quick time out, check in with our partners, our state, local, and sports news, and we'll be back. We're talking about a wise person, and we're talking about a Detroit Zoo that could use our help. We're going to get into those. Coming up on The Morning Show right here at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's Fish and Wildlife Fund will be audited. People pay into the fund and they get hunting and fishing licenses. The audit will address concerns about how the Department of Natural Resources spends that money. Lawmakers on the Legislative Audit Committee say all of it should be earmarked for hunting, fishing, and conservation. A thoughtful approach to everything from watering your lawn to brushing your teeth can help save water. So says conservationist Danny Quizzle.
Being mindful on when we're letting the tap run, where you're filling a pitcher and then you walk away for a minute to go let the dog out or something, keeping in mind, you know, that water is running over and right down the drain.
Quizzle is urging state and local governments to better monitor water use. This week is World Water Week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Cases of whooping cough continue to increase in Wisconsin. The Wood County Health Department says there have been 278 cases of whooping cough in the state this year. At this time last year, there were only 51. Half of the cases are teens aged 11 to 18 years old and 15 infants. The best way to prevent the spread of whooping cough or pertussis is to stay up to date on vaccinations. Whooping cough is a severe respiratory illness that may seem like a cold with a cough, but after about a week, you start to have difficulty breathing and deep breaths make a whoop sound. It can affect anyone and may cause hospitalization due to severe complications. Early goose season opens on September 1st. The DNR reminds hunters this early hunting opportunity runs through September 15th. There's an increased daily bag limit of 5 Canada geese. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers blank the Giants. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Milwaukee's Aaron Civale and Aaron Ashby combined for a two-hit shutout to give the Brewers a series win over San Francisco. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers have been exceeding expectations.
This team is, as soon as you think they're, I don't know about this club. They don't have this guy. Who's this guy? They don't have enough of this. They don't have enough of that. They got enough of something.
The Brewers piled up 8 hits in the 6-0 victory. Now the Brewers turn the page to a doubleheader Friday against the Cincinnati Reds in Ohio, where temperatures are expected to be around 100 degrees. The Wisconsin Badgers kick off their football season tonight against Western Kentucky at 8 p.m. It's the second year of the Luke Fickle era after going 7-6 a year ago. You can hear the Badgers tonight on our civic media stations WRJN, WRCE, WFHR, and WLAK, or on the free Civic Media app. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
It's that time of year again. The fall sports season is about to kick off, and you'll want the best seat in the house so you can get in on all the action. But when it's time to go, you know, to use the facility, you want the best seat there too. That's why you should call Crockett Septic. Crockett Septic can provide porta potty rentals for a competitive price and provide reliable service to ensure your porta potty seat will always be a good one too. Wait a second. What if you stay home to watch the game? You better make sure your throne is ready to go, especially if you have friends coming over. Many area counties right now are sending out reminder cards that it's time to get your septic pumped. So call Crockett Septic and they'll take care of that right away so you'll have the best seat in the house.
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
We are headed into an absolutely fantastic Labor Day weekend today. Sunshine, upper 70s this afternoon, tonight into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, low 80s. And then sunshine, highs in the low to mid-70s on Sunday and Labor Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. We hope you're having a great Friday out there. Seth, Melissa, James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's awfully smart of you to do.
It is smart.
Segue. My immediate answer to this one is if I'm a wise person or not is no. I've always felt I am smart enough to know I'm dumb sometimes.
There you go.
I don't have a horrible brain. But I also have a brain that is human, and I understand that I haven't always used it that well or treated it that well.
Right.
I would like to take this that moment to apologize to my brain.
That's a wise sentiment. There you go.
There's a
being wise.
There's a popular gif or of Homer Simpson where him and his brain are having a conversation.
Right.
And Homer goes, look, brain, I don't like you and you don't like me, but we got to work together.
Yeah, that's right.
I feel like that is every day of my life, including 2 seconds ago when we were having trouble with the weather, pulling up the weather. So would you say you're a wise person? There's no minimum age. An 80-year-old can be just as wise as an 8-year-old. A new study at the University of Waterloo in Canada looked at the top traits that make a person wise. They polled people in a dozen countries across 5 continents and found their answers were consistent no matter where they lived.
Ooh, wow. Cool.
That's cool.
That is really cool. I mean, yeah. We don't get that very often with these surveys. They boiled it down to 2 things. In order to be wise, you have to have, quote, reflective or orientation.
Okay.
And socio-emotional awareness.
Okay.
Reflective orientation means you're able to think logically, control your emotions, reflect on things, and apply knowledge in a useful way.
Okay.
What are they talking about to control my emotions? How dare they? I've never been so upset. Socio-emotional awareness means that you care about other people's feelings, have good intentions, and you're mindful of how you interact in social settings.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah.
Most people in the study said that they don't think that they are wise, which, let's be honest, maybe right or maybe not. But it's it's at least, it's a little self-deprecating, I guess.
Right.
But it's also, some honesty here,
mm-hmm.
which we could use a lot more of in our society.
Right.
There is... Beware of the person who can't admit they're wrong. Beware of the person who has never done anything wrong.
Mm.
Those people. Whether they're walking around in your day-to-day life or they are somebody trying to win your vote.
Mm-hmm.
This is something to watch out for. Of all the red flags in life, to me, this is the brightest red flag there is.
Because there's no self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Zero. Zip. Zilch. Nothing. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You're done.
I love the idea. How many times in life when we're talking about intelligence, mm-hmm. we're talking about an IQ, how you did on your SATs, some of those things. Even to the point where we say, well, I'm not book smart, but I'm street smart. And I know this or that or whatever. We really break intelligence down to those things.
Or common sense.
Yeah. I love the way they broke down, quote unquote, intelligence and the quote unquote being wise.
Right.
I really like that kind of way of doing that.
Right. And I think there's a difference between intelligence and wisdom because, I mean, you can be smart and problem solve and all that kind of stuff, which means you're intelligent, make connections. That's to me, and this is my take on it, is intelligence. But wisdom is like what they were saying there. It's more than just being smart.
Mm-hmm.
It's about reflecting on yourself and then basically the golden rule, treat others as you want to be treated kind of thing. That's, Aristotle, mm-hmm. I think, mm-hmm. said both those things. So it's been around for a long time.
That old Aristotle, he was all right. He was pretty smart. He was a pretty smart guy.
So, yeah. But that's really cool. I think that it was the idea that it was pretty
universal
across cultures.
Areas, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting.
I love the way that they did this, that they broke it down, and the fact that they stretched this around the world and everything.
Yes.
But even according to this, I don't know how smart I am. Like, even on this list and everything. Like, I don't remember my SATs, but I don't remember them being great. And I certainly don't know how well I would do on this one. I think there are categories, there are parts of it where I would come across wise, and then there are other parts where emotionally or just in intelligence-wise, I'm not that smart. But to be fair, I've never claimed to be. You've never heard me on the air. Well, I'm an intelligent person. I've never tried.
Well, I think what you were saying earlier about, you know, like different kinds of intelligence, you know, like street smarts, book smarts, that kind of, it comes in all different shapes and sizes.
That saying, know your strengths.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Know thyself, right? Yeah.
It's a sign of wisdom, too, in its own,
it is.
In its own right.
Mm-hmm. I am the world's foremost a knowledgeable person on The Simpsons. I know my market. I think
that might be true, actually.
That's my one. I feel pretty confident about that one, actually. One of the biggest things I want this article to do and to take from everybody out there listening, not only are you intelligent, not only are you smart, but you can be even smarter. Mm-hmm. You can do even more of these things.
Mm-hmm.
You can reflect these things, be a part of these things, and be this version of intelligent to each other.
Right, right. No, you know, and it's an old aphorism again. It's like, know thyself kind of thing. And man, if that still isn't true, it is.
Yeah.
Know what you can do. Know what you have struggles with. Be aware of I mean, it's there's another saying now. I can't remember what it was. The unexamined life is not worth living. And that's another one that kind of ties in with that.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a very good quote.
Very deep.
Very deep.
Detroit Zoo is where we're going next.
Very deep.
Very deep. Very deep. They want you to
Detroit.
Think deep. The Detroit Zoo is asking for the public's help to name a baby gorilla born at the zoo earlier this month.
Oh, how fun.
The zoo announced Monday that the baby born to first-time mother Bandy in early August is a girl, and officials have narrowed her potential names down to a list of six.
Oh, I'm glad they didn't just leave it wide open, because otherwise it'd be another Bodie McBoatface.
Now, that's a wise zoo. That's a wise zoo. Visitors to the zoo's website are being asked to choose their favorite from the names Usula, which means forest in Kukuma language.
Oh, cool.
Amateka, which means history. Let's see. Mibre, which means first, because she's the first of this family. And Motea, which means heart in their language.
Aww.
The gorilla is the first to be born at the Detroit Zoo in 96-year history.
Whoa.
Wow.
That is awesome. That is awesome. If you would like to help them name this this wonderful animal, you can go to the Detroit Zoo's website. And I'm just having a I had it pulled up, but it is.
There you go.
And it is the hard to remember web address, DetroitZoo.org.
Simple.
Just proved my unintelligence right there.
At least there's one. Well, at least we know there's only one Detroit Zoo. That's good.
Bandy is doing an amazing job as a mom and caring very much for the young gorilla, even without a name yet.
That's great, though.
That is a pretty cool one.
And I love the choices, too, that they gave them. That's really neat.
Some really cool ones. And you're so right about this, Seth. Very smart of them to take over the naming part.
We've learned our lesson from that. We have learned. Don't just let them pick it.
Come on. Yeah. Plowy McPlowface is really cute.
It was so bad.
Seriously, I saw an article about Bodie McBoatface, and it's like an actual article. It's like, well, now they're launching the ship to do all this, interesting stuff, and I can't have a straight face. It's Bodie McBoatface. Come on.
That's pretty good.
So dumb.
That's pretty good.
Oh, it does cost $10 to cast a vote, though.
Yeah. Oh, a little donation,
Minimum donation.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind, everybody.
Yeah.
And as we wrap up the segment, just as far as on the topic of wisdom and are you wise and some of that, one of my favorite quotes, I wanted to make sure to get this right. We are not what we know, but what we are willing to learn.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mary Catherine Betson.
Ooh,
thank you, Mary Catherine.
That was good, yeah.
That's a good one. We'll take a quick time out, come and check in with our partners, come back and wrap up the week. Get you ready for your Labor Day weekend right here on The Morning Show.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Maggie Dawn.
Fred Gutenberg, whose daughter was killed in the Parkland shooting, joins me next. We'll talk about why Derek Van Orten is unfit to serve another term in U.S. Congress.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Clouds are gradually clearing away today, with mild high temperatures reaching the upper 70s. With a breezy west wind, we'll be super sunny by this evening and sitting pretty the entire weekend. Staying warm tomorrow in the low 80s, we fall to the low 70s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you, taking it to the top of the hour, getting you ready for your Labor Day weekend.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world.
Let's have some fun in these last 10 minutes together, everybody. I want to focus on some good stuff. I want to focus on some good stuff, some good stories of the day, and some good things going on in our neck of the woods. Let's just go ahead and first off touch on some good world stories, some stories going on around the country. Like some lowlife in Chesapeake, Virginia, robbed a kid's lemonade stand this month and
what?
Ran off with their money.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I mean, you talk about things that karma-wise, there's no coming back.
You're doomed,
from.
Man.
But all they got was about $40. But then a group of bikers stepped up to help out. Yeah, a bunch of bikers. Dozens of big, burly guys on motorcycles showed up to the lemonade stand when they heard about this the very next weekend, along with other people from the community. And in one day, they brought in $6,200.
Wow. The greatest.
Well, that more than made up for it.
Lemonade stand ever.
Shout out to those bikers that got this all going.
Not bad.
And everything.
Good job.
You know, to be noteworthy, most communities, when you do see a group of guys like this, mm-hmm. they're also a group of guys that are putting into their community.
It's true.
We've had a couple of our local bike groups on the air with us talking about what the work that they do against child trafficking, how we have a lot of bikers on the roads that are able to keep an eye out for these types of vehicles that are most oftentimes prone to be doing these things. Mm-hmm. They are in the fight against trafficking. That we say a big thank you to the bikers out there doing that good work. For such a rare thing, we sure have seen a lot of these lately. A supermarket in Southampton, New York got a batch of lobsters, including an orange one that looked pre-cooked. So they decided to release it back into the ocean. And the chances an orange lobster are 1 in 30 million.
Whoa.
So that's kind of rare lobster.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's kind of cool that they released it back in and stuff. I like that. That's
the lobster are like, wait a minute. What does he get to?
I like the idea of these lobsters immediately looking for like a like crayons, like an orange marker
exactly.
or something like that. What about me?
Yeah, that's a color
come
myself.
Come on. What about me? I like that one. A woman in South Carolina just got her cat back more than a decade after it went missing.
Nice. Oof.
She originally found him hiding in a tree on her farm when he was a feral kitten. Then he went missing for 11 years.
Wow.
An animal shelter called her up, scanning his microchip, and a camera was there to catch the excitement when she showed up and confirmed it was him.
Oh.
His name is Sam Sam, the Kit Kat Man.
Cute. That's cute.
We call for short just supposed to be Sam then, but
that's one of the greatest names. Now, Sam's name, our dog we have, my parents' dog, his name was already Sammy. I extended it to Sammy the Muppet dog.
Right.
That's way better. Sam the Kit Kat Man is way better. I'm sorry, Sammy. I did you wrong,
Sammy.
That's
all right. That's all right.
That's a better name. That's good. Three police officers in New York pulled a guy off a set of subway tracks this past week. Actually, I think it was last week. There's chest cam footage of the whole thing. It happened in the Bronx around 2 a.m. on a Monday.
Wow.
He fell on the tracks. They got him back onto the platform before the next train came.
Good.
Paramedics were able to treat him for a cut to his head.
Very nice.
That's just pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
And the owners of a hair care company called Long Hairs are hoping to break their own world record for the most hair donated in 24 hours.
Ooh, how cool is that?
They make hair ties for men and were featured on Shark Tank back in 2018. Wow. Hundreds of people in San Diego have signed up to donate their hair to make wigs for kids with cancer and alopecia. Or alopecia would. Thank you. No. Yeah. The current record was set in 2019 in 339 pounds of hair in a single day. They hope to top that.
Wow, that's a lot of hair. Jeez.
That is pretty good.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's pretty cool. Awesome. And we got some local good things going on. Of course, stick around for Matt and Air on the Air coming up at the top of the hour from take you to 10 to noon. Mm-hmm. And a little bit later today, the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 to 4. Join us for that. One of the more important and fun couple of hours you can spend in radio is with Maggie. Encourage you to do that. And we'll wrap up the week for Midday Magazine from 4 to 5. And we got a good one lined up for you. We have Mike Hittner and Paul Clavine joining us from the Historic Point Boss.
Cool.
Looking forward to hanging out with them. We're going to talk about their harvest fair coming up.
That's right.
And in
just
part
around the corner.
Yep.
In part two, we have editor-in-chief Carol Connery joining us from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
How cool is that?
That's Carol, awesome. Carol is amazing. I've done my homework on this, and I am so excited for this interview, you guys.
It's very cool.
We haven't had them on with us since back in the day with Carl.
Pam was telling me about that earlier this week, about how they used to be regular on the interview show. So that's really cool. That's really neat. Get to have them come back.
That's going to be so much fun. Cannot wait. That's going to be a great interview. Be sure to check that out at 4:30 today. And a big shout out to Pam Hilke with the great scheduling she does week in and week out. We got great stuff on the radio tonight. Be sure to join us from 5 to 6 for Playmakers, brought to us by Quality Plus Printing. It's our sports call-in show. Bring us your sports thoughts and feelings. Seth and I will be tag-teaming the show today. Michael's going to call in from the game at Assumption.
Yeah, we're going to prep you for two games that are coming up. We've got the 6 o'clock game, Assumption game on WIRI, and then at 6 o'clock, the pregame for the Badgers in their first game of the year. So all kinds of football tonight.
Badgers.
Both stations.
The Badgers. Yes. 6 o'clock, Badger football. Right here, hosting Western Michigan. You'll know that the game's going on. You'll feel it from Madison.
That's right. Everything will be shaken. What's going on?
And don't forget, locally, things are going to be shaken around here on WIRI 550. Our pregame kicks off for Pep and Alma at Assumption High School. Randy, Mike, Seth going to be covering this. You know it's going to be good with those three. And again, Michael's going to call into our show on Playmakers today, and we're going to preview that. Yeah. We're going to talk a little Badger football, preview some of that. Seth and I got some baseball stuff for you as well. Join us for Playmakers later today. And, of course, check out our weekend lineup, everybody. We've got great stuff going on all weekend long. Tim's special Sunshine Polka Show for Labor Day on Saturday, 7 a.m., and Sunday at 1 o'clock. Join us for that. Then later Sunday afternoon, 5 o'clock, Director's Cut. We got a brand new episode for you.
We do. We have the lead singer of a band called Otis from Southern Kentucky. But they are going to be here in Central Wisconsin in Vesper at Cornfest on the 7th of September. So we got had him call up and tell us about the band. And, man, that's gonna be a good show.
It's gonna be a good show. And this director's cut was a fun one.
Yes.
Seth and I have a new best friend in Boone. Boone Froggett.
That's his actual name, by the way.
That's his name, people. That's his God-given name. Boone was awesome. Join us for that and some great music from Otis, and get a preview of Cornfest coming up early in September.
Yep.
After that, Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8.
Oh, it's a brand new one, everybody. It's my third anniversary show. Yes, it has been 3 years since I started Seth Faces the Music. So this week we're highlighting the number three.
Makes sense. Nicely done. That's good. Check that out.
Yeah.
And we got a new, not a new episode, but a recent episode of Unlabeled for you from 8 to 9. Our second soundtrack episode will be playing.
Yep.
Go ahead and check that out. I think it's one of my best episodes.
It's a good one.
I think it's good. It's a really good one. And we want more requests for that as well. Keep in mind, on Monday, we will not be here, but we will have programming for you. 8 a.m. to 9, we will have the best of the morning show.
That's right.
Hey.
We have put together a list, the three of us, and Seth has done some great production on it. We're looking forward to that. And then from 9 to 10, a best of The Kitchen's Open, Melissa.
That's right. I will have that to you sometime today, Seth.
I'm sure you will.
Appreciate the work on that, Melissa, and looking forward to it. And then later on Monday, we'll have a Best of Midday Magazine in part one. Our conversation we had on the 23rd with the Wisconsin Rapids Public School Systems. We not only had our superintendent in, but three new principals.
It's great to start, right, because the school year starts on Tuesday.
Yeah, you saw what I was doing there.
Yeah, I did.
And in part two, Mayor Matt Zacher's conversation from August 20th. We'll have that.
Okay.
And at 5 to 6, we'll have a Best of Seth Faces the Music.
Yeah, right. You'll probably hear some more three stuff.
Yeah.
From Sunday. So
some great things going on this weekend. Seth, you got one of them.
Yeah, our good friends over at Edge VR are having a car, truck, bike, and race show from 10 to 3 on Saturday. That's the 31st at 3540 Plover Road in Rapids, just by the Skate City there. They're going to have a free race car simulator from 11 to 2:30 and free VR demonstrations from 10 to 2:30. You can get pizza and soda. It's available for purchase while you're there, plus a plaque awarded to the People's Choice Best in Show. Whatever vehicle it is, they'll get to walk away with a brand new plaque.
Cool.
Check out Edge VR, everybody. And a good big shout out to our friends over there. Mm-hmm. And the Wisconsin Rapids Police Department are having a brat fry going on today from 10 to 2. Going on 10 to 2 over at Walmart. It'll benefit the WRPD and the K-9 unit and auxiliary units.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Head on over there and get a brat and thank them for their service. I leave you with a quote from Christy McCuffey. I touch the future, I teach.
Oh, that's great.
That's such a good quote.
Great way to end the week, man.
Yeah, and a great way to think of our teachers and our kids and our school system.